Folks, let me just commercial break here. That's why it's important that we don't celebrate Halloween.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like all those goblins and ghouls and all that stuff and the candy. We can have that stuff without Halloween.
Amen.
Why is it that you think you need to have, like, dress up like a whore and dress like a demon and a devil in order to have candy? Why are you going to teach your children that?
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. Why are you going to tell your children that in order for them to receive snacks and candy, they need to dress like demons and devils in order to do so? You think that's honoring to God? And God forbid that any Bible-believing Christian should partake in that stuff. It's a shame that pastors today don't preach against Halloween. I'm thinking of what my pastor friends do. But the majority of independent fundamental Baptists don't. You know why? Because their kids are out there trick-or-treating. Hey, this is one area where we say the COVID-19 is a blessing, right? They're not gonna let them trick or treat or whatever. I'm sure they're gonna still dress up like demons and wicked individuals and partake of that. Like, well, it's for kids, and you know, it's okay, folks. We should not have fellowship with devils according to the Bible. We cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils.
Right.
You find me a Bible verse that sanctions you going out there and worshiping Satan. Is there a reason why that on the 31st or the 30th it's called the devil's night? That's what it's called.
Yep.
October 30th, it's called the Devil's Night.
Right.
October 31st comes after that when everyone goes out and they worship devils. I mean, the founder of the Church of Satan said, man, I'm thankful that Christians give their kids at least one time a year to worship Satan.
Yep.
That's what he said. LaVey, right?
Yep.
Anton LaVey. He was quoted as saying, I'm thankful that Christians give their children an opportunity to worship Satan at least once a year. And he's referring to Halloween. And you're still going to be a partaker of that?
Right.
It's innocent. Oh, yeah, with all the blood gushing out and all the filth and perversion that takes place during that night. False, folks.
Yeah.